Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete McMurray in for John Williams. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Congratulations to all the breast cancer survivors out there. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. It's just crazy. I hate this disease. My sister Mary had it. She is a survivor. My friend Sarah Wood, who you know, and I'm going to introduce you in just a second, and many other women out there. Harry Carey is having a special this month. In studio with us is Grant DePorter from Harry Carey's. Great to see you.
You too, Pete.
And you brought a friend with you.
Yes, I did.
This is Cameron Sage.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
It's interesting how everyone knows Lynn Sage, but people don't know the story behind Lynn Sage. Can you first tell us that before we talk about the Cubs?
Sure.
With Grant?
Yes. So I have two older sisters, half-sisters, and their mother was Lynn Sage. So we share a dad, and Lynn Sage, the woman, passed away from breast cancer when she was 39 years old.
39 years old.
Yep. So my sisters, Hallie Sage and Laura Sage, were in their early teens.
Okay. And you didn't even know Lynn Sage.
They were
young, but they knew their mother.
Yes.
So you took on, you hopped on with the family to join this.
Absolutely.
This quest to stop breast cancer.
Absolutely. So that's our mission.
Why is that? I feel like everyone in your, I talked to your sister, Laura, your half-sister, Laura, who is just crazy, by the way, and she's crazy about the foundation and crazy about you and Hallie, your other sister. I mean, all three of you girls, you've spearheaded this and just kind of ran with it.
Yeah. They're both wonderful and run the whole organization. And Chicago has, everyone in Chicago has been such a huge supporter. It's really spread over the past 10 years.
LynnSageFoundation.org, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And Grant DePorter is here from Harry Carey's. And you want to tell your story about breast cancer?
Well, yeah, I mean, Harry Carey's has supported it, I think, pretty much since the beginning, you know, Lynn Sage Foundation. And then it became very personal to us because my wife, Joanna, came down, had breast cancer 3 years ago. And one of the first calls she did was to her friend Laura Sage, and Laura was so helpful. And, you know, Joanna's been 3 years clean now. But once that happened, we already supported, but the staff around Harry Carey's, all of them, got very emotional and very, very supportive. You know, they're all wearing these pink T-shirts and really wanted to help and made a lot of personal donations themselves.
It's just crazy. 1 in 8 women. Think about 8 women that you work with. One of those women is going to get breast cancer.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, I had no idea that your wife went through this until you told me off the air. Sarah Wood, our mutual friend of ours, just went through it. Talked to her last week.
Yeah. She talked to Joanna, like, because Joanna had it first. And
right.
And they kind of talked. And just it helps to be able to talk to people who have gone through it.
It's interesting because I feel like women do that now. If they go through it, they want to help. They want to spread the word that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need to do. My sister does that all the time. I swear she talks to someone at least 3 times a week.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is terrible, yet you have someone, you have a support system.
Yeah, and science is getting so much better. I mean, it just, Joanna going into Northwestern every day, it was like in and out, so fast because they just have it down, you know, like a science.
Right, and we tell women that they need to go in and get screened.
Mm-hmm.
What stage was your wife, Joanna?
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stage one.
They got it early, thank goodness.
LynnSageFoundation.org. People donate. Where does the money go?
All towards breast cancer research. We are funding 3 scholars right now, 2 at Northwestern and 1 at Rush.
Okay.
And they are all doctors early in their careers who search for a cure
right.
for breast cancer.
And I'm sure it's very personal to a lot of these people. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grant, tell me what's going on at Harry Carey's. Of course, you have something going on this month.
Well, 2 things, I guess. Well, first, like, if you go to Harry Carey's right now and you order the Think Pink cocktail, it's $9. It's grapefruit rum and grapefruit vodka, triple sec, and pomegranate.
Okay.
100% of those proceeds, 100% will go to the Lynn Sage Foundation. Plus,
so say that again. You got rum and vodka in the same drink.
It's amazing.
which is pretty strong, right?
Well, it's not. I've been out with you before. You can handle it.
I know I can. Thank you.
And we also have this very cool hairy face T-shirt that's a pink hairy face on a black T-shirt. And we were on NBC like a few days ago, and you saw the segment, and
right.
they talked about the T-shirt. We were just selling like the wind.
Mm-hmm.
People were hitting. You can buy them on online at harrycarries.com. Or in the restaurants, and all of our restaurants are participating. You know, the Italian steakhouses in Lombard, Rosemont, and downtown in River North, plus our place in Water Tower Place,
right?
You know, the Sports Museum,
yep,
and then Navy Pier. So if you go to any of those, get those drinks. All the money goes to Lynn Sage Foundation.
I mean, that's fantastic. How'd you come up with the pink drink? Was that your idea?
No, that was Sally, the bartender who you saw on NBC. That was her idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Now, is she a breast cancer survivor?
No, but she's just very supportive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your staff is behind this. I love it.
Oh, the staff is so behind it.
So what's the name of the drink again?
The Think Pink Cocktail.
Think Pink Cocktail.
Yes.
100% of the proceeds from the Think Pink.
Yes, the T-shirt and the drink.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Where were you last night watching the game?
I was at Harry Carey's with my wife Joanna and Dutchie Carey. Dutchie Carey is the good luck charm, and it's funny because she got asked to go to a banquet upstairs for a second. The second she goes up, the bad guys score four runs.
Oh, boy.
We get her back down, and then we score eight. You know, so it was like eight. We got eight with Dutchie. Dutchie was 8-0. And then towards the end, it got a little weird. People were asking that I let Dutchie not pay attention, because anytime she was watching the game, the Cubs are doing well.
Where does Dutchie get all her energy? Because she's getting up there and she has more energy than me. I want to go home and lay in bed and watch the game. She wants to stay at the bar.
Yeah, she's been there every night. She's going to be with me there tomorrow night too. She's 88, but she acts like she's about 45.
You know what? She has a young soul and she's always been like that, and just a lot of energy, and talk about a great person. Okay. Just fun to be around.
She's the nicest person in the world.
And everybody goes up to her at the restaurant and wants to take a picture or talk to her or talk to her about Harry or talk to her about the Cubs, and she always takes time to talk to everyone.
Oh, she loves talking. Well, just like Harry. Harry loved talking with the fans, and Dutchie's the same way. She likes talking to everybody about the Cubs or their lives. So it's just been fun. It's been fun to be around a lot of good people like that.
How long has it been since Harry passed away? When was that?
1998, February 18th.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, almost a generation. So do you have to remind, I mean, I'm sure people bringing their kids in, this is the guy that used to announce the games and sing the seventh inning stretch. Do they have to explain who Harry Carey is?
The younger people know Harry, well, because the Cubs perpetuate that with every seventh inning stretch,
oh,
the
yeah.
song. They have the statue outside, mm-hmm. and it's the Harry caricature above the broadcast booth. Then you got Will Ferrell running around doing his version. And that's kind of funny because a whole generation grew up through that.
Right.
But Harry liked Will's imitation, so it's all good. So it's fun just to kind of watch the different generations and what Harry meant to them.
Right.
But remember, they brought Harry back for Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
It was YouTube Ad of the Year where Harry called the World Series Game 7 and it went everywhere.
Mm-hmm. We talked to Kerry Wood last week, and we opened up with the Game 7 home run in 2003. And I don't know why I have to go back to 03 since we won last year, but it just drives me crazy with that we didn't go to the World Series that year. But when he hit that home run in Game 7, and mm-hmm. I was probably right next to you because yeah. we were in the box right there, I thought we were going to win.
It was all your fault because you and your brother Dave didn't have your hats on the right way.
But it was early in the game.
No, but
he tied it up. I didn't feel like I needed a rally cap that early.
Yeah, but then when it started going sideways, you guys didn't respond quick enough.
Cameron, you're 25. You know who Harry Carey is. You know the whole story, right?
I do.
Okay, do your friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, we got to keep the legacy alive. That's the whole deal.
He's larger than life. I think he's going to be around for thousands of years.
Right. Definitely so. And Cameron, your two sisters, how often do you guys get together? How often? I'm sure this month is very busy for you and you guys are running around. And this is your first radio appearance because your sister Laura is fishing in Montana.
Yeah. Well, Laura I see often because we both live in Chicago. Hallie lives in New York.
Oh, that's right.
So we see each other every few months.
Right.
But especially in the month of October, Laura and I love to get a bite to eat together at any of our wonderful restaurants that support Chicago's In Good Taste, the campaign for Lynn Sage Foundation in the month of October. So we love to choose a restaurant from that list and order a drink or dessert that goes towards Lynn Sage Foundation.
When people hear your last name, Sage, do they say, hey, do you by chance, are you related? Does it start that way?
Every now and then.
Got it.
Yeah. But I do think the name Lynn Sage Foundation has great meaning in Chicago for Chicagoans.
And look at you three bringing and keeping the legacy alive, which is fantastic. Thank you for coming
in.
Thank you. You're delightful. You really are. Grant, you know I love you.
I love you too, Beat.
We got a big game on Saturday night.
I'm a little worried because they sent the plane down to New Mexico, and you know that was probably a setup by LA.
You know, only the Cubs. Somebody got sick on the plane. They had to land in Albuquerque, and of course, if you land the plane, the crew's got to come off. And they have to wait for another crew.
Yes.
So they landed at 5 a.m. and they had to wait 3 hours.
Yes.
So they just got to LA.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's. I mean, someone was trying to tell me because it was Friday the 13th that that's what was going on. But I mean, that's crazy.
It's like Bugs Bunny. He always had to take a ride at Albuquerque. Then maybe that's what the Cubs had to do.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in, man.
Well, thank you.
And HarryCarries.com. People can.
Yes, HarryCarries.com. If you want to buy the T-shirt or just come in. And there's also, if you go to LynnSageFoundation.org. There's probably like 100 or 200 restaurants all doing something for the whole month of October. So a great list of restaurants all over the city.
And before you go, last year was the 108 thing where you had the list of how many coincidences.
Yes, I mean, it was predetermined that the Cubs are going to win the World Series last year based on the number 108. There's 108 stitches in a baseball.
Right.
The left and right field foul poles, 108 meters from home plate. The movie Back to the Future 2, where the Cubs win the World Series, 108 minutes long, and so on. So I put that out there, and I was at game one, and Javi Baez was coming up, and I said he's going to hit the home run on pitch number 108. And I videotaped the whole thing, and he did, which then put me on the CBS Evening News cover of USA Today, and everyone called me the 108 prophet. And
right.
And then Anthony Rizzo comes in. He wants to go over the 108s with me, and I told him that John Lester was born in Tacoma, Washington, the 108th largest city in America. And he goes, whoa. And then Tom Ricketts went over the list, and I said, you know, the Ricketts family made all their money at TD Ameritrade to buy the Cubs. TD Ameritrade's corporate headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska is located on 108th Avenue. He's like, oh, my God, you're right. So it was really, you know, for me, I felt like I helped them win last year because – all the Cubs saw my 108 list, and all the Indians did, too. And the Indians, I made the papers there. They all hated me.
Self-fulfilling prophecy that the Cubs are going to win.
Yes, this year it's predetermined. It's going to be magic number 113 because it's the 113th World Series. The Cubs won on 11-3. Joe Maddon was announced that he's with the Cubs on 11-3. The Cubs have gone the World Series 11 times, won three. The numbers, like, everywhere. That home run that Schwarber hit on the top of the scoreboard, 113 miles an hour. You remember when Joe Maddon brought a cheetah to Wrigley Field?
Sure.
Do you know how fast they run? 113 kilometers an hour. So
do
it's just
everywhere.
Do you
have a research team?
Huh?
Do you have a research team that
looks
this up?
It's all me. All me. Although Keith Olbermann let me know that I missed one. Clark the Cub, their new mascot, debuted on 113.
Of course he did. Yes. Grant DePorter from Harry Carey's, Cameron Sage, LynnSageFoundation.org.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
It's 720 WGN.